The Montana Supreme Court upheld a lower court's temporary injunction on a ban of gender-affirming care for transgender minors, at least for now. The state's high court unanimously agreed with the lower court's ruling that the ban on gender-affirming medical care violates the state constitution. The ban, which prohibits the use of puberty blockers and surgeries for transgender minors, was signed into law by Governor Greg Gianforte, R., in 2023. Montana State Democratic Representative Zoe Zephyr, the Montana House's first openly transgender person, spoke out during debates over the bill. Zephyr said lawmakers who support the ban would have blood on their hands. Zephyr was censured for her comments and barred from the state house floor for 1 week. In a post on X Wednesday, December 11th, Zephyr wrote, "The gender-affirming care ban in Montana has been blocked by the MT Supreme Court in a unanimous decision. Montana has a constitutional right to privacy, including in our healthcare decisions. And today, our Constitution continues to protect individuals from government overreach." Governor Gianforte also released a statement on X, saying in part, "Once again, the Montana Supreme Court sided with radical activists instead of protecting our children. Children are entitled to protection, not exploitation. They should not be subjected to permanent, life-altering medical and surgical procedures." The case now heads to trial before a Missoula County District Court judge. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in United States versus Scrimeti last week, a case that will determine the legality of gender-affirming care for transgender youth. A decision is expected in the spring of 2025.